Today is Ramadan's end, the final part of Ramadan. And also is Allah's karam, Allah's grace, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us an extra day of Ramadan. Allah has extended Ramadan by another day. And this is not a small thing. This is a great gift of Allah, if we look at closely, that this extra day that we are getting, this one extra day, what is the value of this? In reality, the whole life, years put to the one side without Ramadan, the ones without Ramadan, and put this one day to the one side, this will be heavier. All of life's years without Ramadan on one side, and this one day on its own is heavier, because this is linked, it's connected. If it was disconnected, then it would be part of the next month. But because this day is related to this month, Ramadan, so it's become more valuable. The whole Ramadan Allah Ta'ala gives to us like this. And Allah Ta'ala's millions of times over His karam, His fadl, His grace, the Ramadan passed in this way with His fadl, in this manner, in this style, that Allah Ta'ala's love increases. There's an increase in the love of Allah. So in a unique way, we were speaking and talking throughout Ramadan. And we can call this ma'rifah, we can call it reality, we can call it Allah Ta'ala's love. Yes. So the real thing is, the real thing here, is that somehow in our hearts, Allah Ta'ala comes into our hearts. All our discussion, all our speaking is beneficial at that time, whether it's a speech, whether it's hadith, whether it's recitation of Quran, whatever amal we do, listening, speaking, that in our hearts Allah Ta'ala's love is instilled. It comes into our hearts. This is what we need to focus on. So this is the final chance that Allah Ta'ala is giving. Allah has given us an extra connection, alhamdulillah. Allah again has given us the tawfiq to sit down. So come, let's speak about something containing the love. Something, some words in which there's increase of love of Allah for the human being. So today, because it's the 29th day, and after today, people look for the moon. They seek the moon. And in this, there's a hikmah, there's wisdom. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the month of Ramadan 29, but He gives the thawab of 30. Yes, this is also a unique statement. But this is also a great thing. If Allah ta'ala gives 30, then after that also Allah gives an increase in ma'rifah, in His nearness. So we have got the increase in the ma'rifah, in the nearness to Allah. That Allah ta'ala has extended and increased our love even more, and with the barakah of today. So love increases when you speak about those people who have the love. So obviously you get the love from there. So why not shall I share a small event with you? I share that with you because this holds a lot of memories for me. These are very valuable and precious time in my life. This is a memory. It was the climate of extreme heat, a lot of heat. And it was Makkatul Muqarramah at that time. And I had the company of my sheikh at that time. It was Ramadan. And obviously, with the sheikh, you have the company. So it's a lot of mujahida and effort a person cannot imagine. So if you normally do Umrah or Hajj, but when you do this with a friend of Allah, then you have to leave it to His desire and His preference. When you get a chance, you eat. When you get a chance, you sleep. And if you don't get the chance, then there's nothing. There's no sleep, there's no eating, no sleeping. So this is a unique practice. It was extreme heat. And suddenly I heard about Hazrat Sahib. I was in Madinatul Munawwara. And obviously I knew I went for that reason, so that Hazrat Sahib will arrive. So then we quickly rushed from Medina, departed, got a taxi, and somebody said the Hazrat Sahib has arrived. Hazrat Yusuf, I said, fine. So our Medina is he, and he's our Makkah also. And people look at me with surprise that after one day is Eid, then where are you going to? I see Eid is here, but I'm going to see the moon, subhanAllah, in Makkah. So I departed. And when I arrived there, subhanAllah, and Hazrat Sahab's kashf, that one person in beforehand was there in front of Babul Wida, Siddiqui Sahab, he's passed away. May Allah Ta'ala increase his darajat and give him the highest rank and status. So I didn't even know that somebody could wait there. When I come off the taxi, Siddiqui Sahab came and said that, "Bhai, you have put us in a lot of difficulty. That is my duty from morning. That look, Farooqi Sahab, when he comes, just wait there and get him and bring him." SubhanAllah. So I'm stood in the heat, I'm standing, I'm tired, waiting for you. Because mashallah, you have he has love for you, but we get stuck. And he was smiling, joking. I said, "Kamal, Hazrat Sahab said this." So I felt that, alhamdulillah. And then I started walking with him to do musafa with Hazrat Sahib, and I sat down. And in the, you could say that how much tiredness there must be at that time. No food, no drink, no sleeping. It's Ramadan time, extreme heat. And sat in Haram Sharif at that time. In Haram Sharif, you didn't have the, air conditioning system. It wasn't there. The fans used to run above, just the fans. So Hazrat Sahib used to sit also right at the front, and the whole heat intensity would come inside. So we used to sit there in the veranda. Always it was the style of Hazrat Sahib during his life to sit there. What was that rukan? I'll just remember it shortly. So I sat down there next to Hazrat Sahib, and the day continued to pass. It was the afternoon time. It was the 29th fast. And obviously there's a desire. Everybody's in Haram. We're waiting for the moon. The moon arrives. And there's a beautiful happiness at that time, because you get the reward of an extra deed. So we all sat there, the fakir, and we were very tired. We're also saying, if the moon arrives, it would be good if the new moon arrives, so that we can also get some rest. Yes, we're all looking at each other. And then the moon did not arrive for the new month, alhamdulillah. So it was an extra fast. Khair, alhamdulillah. Then there was Taraweeh. We sat there after praying Taraweeh. Then obviously, where were we to go? We're going to stay there next to Hazrat Sahib. And Hazrat Sahib was not going to stand up from there. So Hazrat Sahib was there, mashallah, with the youth and vigor. And after Taraweeh, Hazrat Sahib was mutakif, went into Maraqaba, worship. So we also behind Hazrat, alhamdulillah, someone, that mashallah, the ajiz, other people maybe went, but I stayed there, I didn't move. And the same way the night passed. In the morning, it was a day, it was the fast. So people are going, again, some dates, etc., some food for suhoor, for sari. Okay, then when we kept the fast, we had sari. After fajr, then khair, Hazrat Sahib's habit was that he would not leave the haram before Ishraq. Never had we thought that. So we were there doing Maraqba, Ishraq would be there. We prayed after sunrise, and then the sun would come out. Then after that, Hazrat would stay sitting there until Chasht. Yes, mid-morning. Even after Ishraq, they would stay there. So we stayed there, we remained there. And then what happened after that? Okay, even up till there is fine. That's fine. The hal was such that someone was falling here, somebody's leading there, someone's tired, extremely tired. I was close. And Hazrat Sahib turned his blessed face, and all the sleep disappeared. I said, "Gee, Hazrat." And Hazrat said, "Farooqi Sahib, Allah's great karam and mercy, that he's given us an extra day. Let's do another umrah." Subhanallah. I said, "Oh, oh, oh, subhanallah." I said, "Yes, yes, Hazrat Sahib, yes, of course, totally. We don't have to go there to, just there we had the dhoti underneath, so we had on top the chadar, the sheet, and Hazrat Sahib's libas was the same. So we didn't have to go anywhere else to put ihram on. So I just gave the hint to everyone behind. Brothers, get ready for umrah." They said, "Is it?" And I said, "Yes, this is what Hazrat Sahib said. We're going to do umrah today." So believe me what I'm saying, that when Allah Ta'ala gives the day, what I'm trying to say is this, the point, that we don't value these days, the extra day that Allah gives. If Allah Ta'ala didn't give us this exit of Ramadan, then I would not have done an Umrah with my Shaykh, with Hazrat Sahab. And that was the final Umrah with Hazrat Sahab. And that Umrah, the Kamal, the greatness was, Khair, what can I say to you? That Allah Ta'ala, what He gave to us during that Umrah, and what we experienced, that a person cannot imagine what was attained. Now Hazrat Sahab's tawajjuhat, his focus, the barakat. Because when Allah takes mujahida from a person, He doesn't leave him empty-handed. Yes, it's sunnat-e-ilahi that Allah Ta'ala never leaves a person empty-handed. The more Allah Ta'ala takes a person to do mujahida, the more a person is made to work hard, the more he attains. Yes? So a person, for example, when it pinches him more, the more you pinch somebody, the more pain is felt, isn't it? So the more Allah Ta'ala makes you do mujahida, work hard, the more He puts into your hand. Yes, so we don't have sabr, we don't have patience, but remember this always. When you see that who is cutting, who is pinching, when you see it's from Allah, then Allah, keep pinching, keep giving me the pinch, keep giving me the effort. I know that I'll get more reward and I'll get more reward. So a great mujahidah, effort, hard work. I consider that in life this was a big mujahidah. Yes, that I've gone on journey during, in the path of tasawwuf, in the journey of tasawwuf, and I've gone on great journeys during this journey of tasawwuf. Alhamdulillah, my Shaykh's tawajjuh, I would travel and work hard, but this was at the top. But in this, Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy, Allah Ta'ala gave me a lot, and it was a strong mujahidah at that time. So, subhanAllah, in that heat, and doing tawaf, and then to sit in haram again until the evening. Big mujahidah. And look at Hazab's glory, that in that age, he was zaif and weak and he was old, but he's doing umrah at that time. Imagine Allah Ta'ala's love when it comes into a person, what does he become? Yes, all of this is kashf. This is all the perseverance and endurance. And how does this come? Allah Ta'ala's love when it comes into a person. This Ramadan, we've kept the fast all month long. We sat here hungry. Wallahi, nobody can do this. If you ask somebody else to do this, try someone who has no faith or belief, tell him to do this. So what is it that a mu'min achieves this? That this small piece of love that we have, even if it's impure and dirty, but is a flame. And when that flame, when it burns, then it creates a storm. SubhanAllah. So Iman is a great force. It's a great asset. Iman. It's ajeeb, unique. And we say, oh, I'm too weak. I'm nothing. I'm incapable. Yeah, inside me, I've got nothing. I've got no strength. I've got no power. Just do dua for me. Oh, it's too hard to do this. Oh, it's too hard to do that. How can I do such a big action? No, no. And then we do tawbah, we run away. We do U-turn. Someone says, oh, it's too hard for me. Leave it. Oh, I don't know. And people turn back rather than take the wazifa, the new lesson, or some deeni practice. They run back. They say, no, no, we can't do this. Oh, servants of Allah, come forward and see how much satisfaction you attain. Yes, and ask about Ramadan with you. That right at the end, and is there no great taste and experience? Now I'll ask you tomorrow. That when you remember these gatherings, that how illuminated these gatherings were. We were hungry, thirsty, sitting down, talking about Allah. Imagine the taste and experience and satisfaction from these gatherings. And then, mashallah, we're working, running our shops, running our business, and alongside and parallel, ajeeb, unique feeling, it runs through a person. This is called, what is this? This is called muhabbat-e-ilahi, love of Allah. Love of Allah. Yes, look us, we say, I don't have Allah, love for you, Allah put love into my heart. But what else is this, if this is not love for Allah? What we are doing, this effort, this struggle, what else is this? Why does Allah Ta'ala make a person work hard and make effort? So what was it that we sat us down with Hazrat, and I did all of this? That I was, subhanAllah, a different person from a rich family. Where did this hunger and poverty and hardship and effort? I didn't even know when I used to lie down in Haram Sharif. I used to put a sheet on top of me and I'd put a brick underneath my head. And I used to sit on, lie down that was out to meet Hazrat quickly. So my family, they used to look for me or this, and they were there. They used to stay in the, they used to say, Jeddah, rich people, relatives of mine, they realized I'm here, I'm present. They obviously, they'd call out for me, Bhaijans come, where's he, relatives, they look for you. They find me, they look for me, and say, come to us, I'm sending a car, driver, food, everything for you. They used to live their life of luxury and comfort, you know that. And they lived, people who lived there from long time, rather, he was a kafil himself. They were like that, high level. And then somebody's coming to see you, get you, collect you. I said, find me in the haram. Once they were looking for me, they were so amazed that I was lying down, hidden. And mashallah, these are words of muhabbat, so I'm sharing this with you. simple life. I can't always say, Qala, Qala, Rasulullah, open the Quran, etc. I'm something else today. I'm telling you tafsir today of the deen. Tafsir. Yes, the Paisal has said, if you want to increase love, then talk about those of muhabbat, those people of love. So I want our love increases and we share it. It's the final day, we get some benefit. So, you know, people, when they roll up the carpet in the haram, they'd come, you know, the shurta, and they'd roll up the carpet so that they would clean around it. So you couldn't lie down there because it's cold on the tiles to lie down there. He said, get up, quickly, get up. Haji, they'd call out, Haji, and if you're sleeping all night long, you're awake and you want to sleep, and then when they push you and shove you, get up and you're fresh, you're sleepy. So I thought that when they roll this carpet up, I'll hide into that. Subhanallah. So what ishq makes a person do? Yeah, whose ishq was this? It wasn't about earning money. Yes, I'd left that. It wasn't about earning mal, I'd left that. I left the wealth. It wasn't earning the dunya, I just left that. I'd already left that. No, what was this? This was the love of Allah that we wanted to earn. The love of Allah. And even then a person says that Allah Ta'ala doesn't love me. How can it be? Allah loves us so much that when you close your eyes and then see on the day of judgment after you pass away, how Allah will call out to you. Allah will call out on the day of judgment. Listen, I'll share a hadith with you, Sahih Muslim. The call will come out via reverberation, Allah's announcement. Where are those people? Where are those people? Allah will call Allah's voice. Personal, amazing, the azmat, the glory, the power of his announcement. All the makhlug, they'll be stood there in the extreme heat on the day of judgment. Allah will call out, where are those people? Allah will say, where are those people? Imagine when you hear that. And everyone will be silent, stunned, shocked. Nobody will dare to speak. Then I will call again. Where are those people? Those people who, due to my greatness, who due to my love, they used to love each other for the sake of Allah. Where are they today? Call them. Why? Because tell them, don't be upset. And I repeat again, don't be upset wherever you are, Allah says. On the day of judgment, you know what that day will be, how severe. So long. Because at that time, there'll be no shelter, no shade, no protection. Come. Allah says, my own shade, I will put you under my shade. Subhanallah. This is love. Loving each other for the sake of Allah. That's why you go to walis of Allah. That's why you go to the friends of Allah. What was his name? Abu Ghadam. That was he mad? Was he crazy? Somebody cut him that he left his whole kingdom, bin Adam. And he knew when he went into the wilderness, the jungle, he left his kingdom. He knew that Allah Ta'ala's love is unique and most powerful. Yes, and we can't even leave haram. One haram. We can't leave our nafs and pray salah correctly. We can't follow Allah's one instruction. We can't control our eyesight, our gaze properly. We can't hide our, we lose our shame. We're not modest. Imagine the transaction. On one side is Allah's love. On the other is all our lust and passion. Compare the two. Yes? That for the sake of Allah, sacrifice something. And this story I'm telling you, what do you see in this? This story I'm telling you. What is it that I'm doing? A person, he crushes his desires. He crushes his what he wants to do. I had so much thirst. Somebody took me, picked me up. Yes. Allah Ta'ala gave him Jannah and paradise. That people who knew me there, and high rank officers, engineers, people who knew me there, and our relatives. Yes, they come there from my wife. He was a relative. And mashallah, in haram he used to work. I'm talking about the older days. He was an electrician, an engineer, big engineer. And he knew that I'd arrived. I'd come. When he found out, then of my relatives, all my family, they look for me, get him, take him home, etc. So definitely at that time I was hungry, thirsty, bad situation physically. So he found me somewhere. And he said, brother, and you know, you can't reject some people because mashallah they push you, they think you're acting. What kind of fakir is it? What fakir? What are you doing? Why are you like this? He said, what's happened? Why are you not coming with us? And what does he know that my sheikh has come? I want to accompany my sheikh. He doesn't know what is a sheikh and the sohbat, etc. He said, what sheikh? What are you doing here? Come to our house, eat food. What are you doing here? Why are you sleeping? Why are you sitting here? People do that, don't they? So he pushed me and he forced me, sat me in the car and took me. So when I went and he showed me, I saw the bed after such a long time, a bed, a mattress, maybe 2-3 months in that mujahidah. The struggle. When I saw the mattress, the bed, I can't tell you the how much satisfaction I had lying down on that bed. The mattress and my eyes closed. I don't know what world I'd arrived into. And suddenly my eyes opened. And I thought, where am I? where are you? And I saw breakfast is ready. After so many days, I saw a fried egg. And inside me, all of that, subhanAllah, the happiness that was there. That fried egg, that taste, I can't forget the taste of the fried egg. It was a hot cup of coffee, fried egg and toast. I was amazed what dunya I've arrived into, subhanAllah. Quickly, I eat that. I thought, right, quickly leave it. The dunya's come back. Then I said, no. He said, please stay. I said, well, I've eaten. Please leave me now. Leave me to my devices. And I left. And then I went back. I said, let me go back. Then, subhanAllah, he didn't understand why I'm in a rush to leave. So brothers, all of this, what was this? And who enables you to do this struggle and mujahada? You have to do this yourself. Yes, no angel will come to you. Jibreel won't come to you. Just one thing. That you have to crush your desires. Control your desires, that you have to go over them, overwhelm them to attain Allah Ta'ala's love. This is the reality. Yes, I wasn't some, nobody knew me. I didn't study tafsir. I wasn't a learned person. But just a minor person, if you can achieve this, then nothing in the path of Allah, if you want to do it, you'll do it. But it won't be hard for you at that time. It won't be hard for you. Obviously difficulties come, barriers come, hurdles come. There's no ease, there's no rest and hunger, etc. It's not easy, obviously. So Hazrat Sahib's Umrah, in that condition when we went through that, alhamdulillah, then great rewards Allah Ta'ala gives for that. So then after Umrah, when Haram, then after sat in the same place, then the evening came, then the night came again, then Eid there, same place. Subhanallah. This is the effort. So there was one thing that on the 29th fast that occurred, alhamdulillah, and there's a big sabak, a lesson, that what is it that Allah Ta'ala gives a great maqam, a big maqam to a person that on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, Allah will call out himself and say that how great is Allah Ta'ala's love. That for the sake of Allah, that what was the connection between me and Hazrat Sahib? What was the connection between Hazrat Sahib and me, my Shaykh? But when you put a line between, then all relationships end. All relationships end. When you put Allah Ta'ala in between, it's such a great love it becomes between the two individuals then. When Allah Ta'ala is in between, you go so further and progress. And it wasn't a special person selected or made or something special. It's nothing special, nothing. In this playing field, that person is higher and attains the rank and status who achieves, who makes effort. And where does this start from? I'll tell you. I'll give you an example first. There was an individual, just like in our village areas, and in our generation when we used to go to the village, I'd see this scene, that used the fire to light the fire. When you don't have fire, you go to the other house, maybe you don't understand this, but you go to the neighbors, you're going to get fire to set fire in your house, in other words, to make the fireplace, to make food, to cook food. So those people from the village, they understand what I'm saying. So the person, your neighbor, someone that you go to him and you say, that can I take a little bit of the ash or the fire from you? The woman says to the, she says, yes, take a bit of that. So that she goes to the fireplace and gets a bit of the burning ember. Then she goes back home and she sets a light to her fireplace. This was how sad and simple was our era, generation, decades ago. So there was an individual who went to the neighbor to get a burning ember or piece of wood or something that was burning already. And she said that there's no fire here. That our fire is finished. It's gone out. So where could she go then? So she said, but there's a little bit of ash there burning in your fireplace. She said, can I look from there? See if there's any fire within? Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. She's going to look from here, the ashes, if there's something still burning. She said, you can look, I won't stop you, but I can't see anything, but someone who is in need. He works hard, isn't it? He works hard. Person makes effort. So that woman, she went to all the ashes. She said, let me look if there's something still burning there. She had a desperate need. My children want to eat, I need to cook, I have no heat at home, I have no matches. I can't set the fire or light the fire. This is my resource. So she had trusted in Allah, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. So does she not know that Allah Ta'ala doesn't, he know that this person's hungry? Does Allah Ta'ala not know that he or she needs something to light the fire, that she is extremely down? So why do we get upset in the dunya? Why do we run towards haram, unlawful things? So quickly we go down and we leave the path of the deen. When we are in need, why do we sign on the dotted line and claim wrongfully? Do you understand what I'm saying? That we are losing out in this transaction by lying. in the dunya by lying to our nafs. It's a very cheap transaction. Think about it. That Allah Ta'ala says that when Allah Ta'ala will eat and drink, and then in the evening, it will come out of your body, out of your stomach, it will go. But if you protect that in the right way, then where will you arrive? Tell me. Where will you arrive? This hadith that I shared with you. That inshallah, on the day of judgment, Allah will call out to them. Allah will call out if we do things the right way. So she said, can look in the ashes amongst the stuff that's already burnt. She went, she started looking, started poking through the ashes, and maybe I'll see something. What a beautiful example. Hazrat Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sahib, rahmatullahi, he gave this example. Haji Sahib, this is how you find Allah, subhanAllah. So she went and she started poking around the ashes, and she saw a small ash that was sort of had a heat and a bit of reddish there. She took that, went home, and she lit her fire with that and cooked the food and gave everybody the food. Subhanallah. One burning piece of a little burning ember or something, and gave her the it was useful for her. Hazrat Sahib said, if you have inside a small amount of heat burning for the sake of Allah, then it will create the storm. But we don't even have this. With a little bit of heat or a bit of a flame inside, a desire, a bit of passion, we don't even have the small burning ember. A little bit of a burning piece of ash inside us. Otherwise, we could make Allah Ta'ala pleased with that. There's a poem in Farsi, Altil in Urdu, that why do you look for water? The great statement. Why do you look for water? Create the thirst and automatically the water will come to you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That if you are thirsty, you'll keep on looking, water, you keep looking for water if you're not thirsty. But it's very easy. Create the thirst within you. And as soon as you have that thirst within you, Allah will send the water to you. That hasn't Allah Ta'ala's name come to you in Bolton? Has it not come to you? Who came here? Nobody came. Hazrat Sahib's fares has arrived to you because this was the kashf of the Wali of Allah. The go and your generations will realize, your children will learn what is the name of Allah. And mashallah, many of your people of your family and your nasals will have been forgiven due to this. I'll tell you this right now, that when a person recites Allah's name, then the seven layers of the earth are illuminated with Allah's name. And the seven heavens, the nur ascends to the seven heavens. And the inhabitants of the heavens ask, they question this, the hadith, that there on the world is the moon there, the sun come out, the stars, it's a dirty land, there's zina there, alcohol is being drunk there, and sins and fuzuliyat and waste of time. The moon and the stars and the sun, this is our glory in the heavens. Where's this light come from on the earth, planet earth? And the earth says, yes, you have got the light and the glory, O heavens, but Allah Ta'ala has created the dhakareen on the earth. And they are more illuminated than your light. So what do you know, that how much value you have? You don't even know. That little bit of a desire you tried, morning and evening you're doing zikrullah, then are you earning loss? You're not getting profit? And those people are happy, I'm not getting zikr, let's run away, we've got to go to bed, I've got to go to work. But what people are they? They're sacrificing their arrive that we're going to zikr. Gathering, they leave their needs of life, we're going to zikr. Yes, and you see outwardly it's nothing. But Allah Ta'ala sealed this in the envelopes and He's keeping them for us for afterwards. And Allah will not show us. Why should He show us? He has no need to show us in the world. Allah will give a surprise. Just like in the Eid, you give a present to the kids. You give children money, they don't get enjoyment. Give them a surprise. They like that. Allah says, I'll give you the lutf, the enjoyment. You're tired from the dunya, in a bad state, downtrodden. And when you get the coolness, Allah say, nothing yet. My surprise is still there to give to you. Subhanallah. Yes? So those people, they think, oh, it's not worth it going to dhikr. When you go to dhikr and you give sacrifice your time and your effort, you gave that, didn't you? Your shop, your customers, your business, up and down, something like this, or family life, you have to give up things, but you never left those two times. You were firm in attending. So Allah Ta'ala said, I've kept a surprise for you. And it's such a surprise that nor can the eye see that, you cannot feel that in your emotions, and no one can hear it from the ears. Because Allah says that surprise is not a minor surprise, it's Allah Ta'ala's surprise that He'll give in the hereafter for attendance to dhikr. So how can a person leave the path while he's practicing? How, when you've learned the name of Allah and you reject it afterwards? What kind of status is this? What tariqah is this? So just create a small burning flame within you. When there's a talab, a desire, then it comes out of you like a storm from your chest. Always when there's weakness, it's your own weakness that you can't get close to Allah. Because you don't have that desire. You don't have that passion. You don't have that want. And if you have a small, like a burning piece of ash within you, and Allah Ta'ala says, I'll increase that and spread that, I'll show you the path. Many people I've seen that who came to me, many people who are fake, oh, do this and teach me, but they don't follow the path because they don't have that desire within. They're not genuine. Not everybody is successful in this path. Successful is he who comes with the desire, with the passion, with a want. Yes, I could never be successful, such big mujahida. When I turn back and look back, I think there wasn't me, it was somebody else doing that. It was somebody else. That, for example, is that situation, it's not me, this is somebody else in my place. If I look back, now how did I pass my life like this? That, how did I achieve all of this? So definitely this is the case. That person, when he goes to the grave, he says, Allah, that I have done all these actions, these deeds, so much I did in the dunya. You should be surprised of that. I did these actions. How did I do all of this, Allah? Yes, we kept 30 fasts and we keep looking back and thinking, oh, that when will Eid come? When will Eid come? This is the result, isn't it, of the fast? Eid is a result, isn't it, of the fasting. Eid is a result of the fasting month. Suddenly we'll get a bath and we'll have sawai will be cooked and matai and sweet and we'll eat in the afternoon. Then after a few hours, then we'll eat again. Then we'll go there and eat somewhere else and we'll eat that. Masha, is that no hal? Yes, because it's an open playing field after that. Allah says, yes, fine. It's happiness, isn't it? That mashallah, you look back the 30 days fasting, then it's happiness in fasting. But what about the permanent happiness that we'll get in the hereafter? Yes, I was this, but I've become like this now. That the beautiful happiness that will be waiting for a person. So my brothers, we shouldn't be scared in the path of Allah, in the deen, the difficulties, mujahida, sadness or sorrow comes. Just be firm and adhere to the path. Why do you leave Allah Ta'ala's path? Just keep on traveling. Keep on working hard. Whatever comes your way, fine. Why should I change? Allah Ta'ala, I am your servant. You created me. If you take the life away, fine. If I'm hungry, thirsty, and I die, no problem. No difference to me. Because Allah, I am wanted to be yours when I pass away. Anyway. So then that is the game. That a person has to continue playing. That everyone, what's the game? For example, that you are born and then you get what you want, the house like what you want and the car and your mother and father and relatives according to your desires. If everything is according to desires, that's not a big achievement. But really the great struggle is that Allah, whatever comes up and down, positive, negative, I accept whatever you give to me. At least have this much yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala says that you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. At least have yaqeen in this statement. We don't even have yakin in this. The great kalam Allah Ta'ala has given to you. Allah has given you success. That alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala has given us food is halal. The drink is halal. The body is halal. And what we see is halal. And sleeping is halal. And the wife is halal. And not just wife. Wife is halal. Not this, someone's got this in the evening, this is my wife, then he goes somewhere else, then he takes another woman, then he doesn't know about her husband, she doesn't know about the wife. And whose children are these then? They said, tell me. Yes? Yeah, this is the society. If we had got this, then what would we do? If we were living this way, may we give everything for Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us His great name, La ilaha illallah. And we stopped all of the wrong things due to this. And then again, do we want to go back towards the dunya after leaving this kalimah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us? There can be nobody more stupid than this who leaves the deen. Yes, so thousands of people die, mad people die due to sicknesses, diseases, but they're not normal, those who, mashallah, who live their life on the path of Allah. They have a high grade in the rafter. Subhanallah, person says, I want to get married, I want children, etc. There's no guarantee what we're going to have. Somebody will have, somebody won't. Somebody will get married, somebody won't. There are thousands of people I can show you. They're alive, alhamdulillah. Why? Because they are happy with Allah's rida. They won't do wrong action. They won't take the wrong path. They won't go on the wrong journey. Yes, because when they see that they've done wrong and they ask Allah for forgiveness, then straight away the punishment will come. When the person's sincere, if he follows his nafs, straight away the punishment will come. So don't follow the nafs, because the nafs, the desires, destroys the person. So create the talab, the desire within you. Allah Ta'ala says, look, you have that passion within you and I will turn that into a storm. Yes, so there should be some love in the heart. Allah Ta'ala then announces, love for Allah is a very valuable thing. Allah Ta'ala's love, to attain that, do anything in your life, even if pieces are made of you, there's nothing compared to Allah Ta'ala's love. You cannot repay the value of Allah Ta'ala's love. Just one hadith I'll share to you, you will have heard this before as well. One sahabi came, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when will Qiyamah come? And Rasulullah said that, forget about Qiyamah, what preparation have you done for it? Say Subhanallah. What preparation have you done? That what have you done that you're asking me when is Qiyamah to come? First of all, we learn from this, that don't fall in this game, that talk about preparation, that have I prayed Fajr Salah, have I prayed Isha in the evening? There are many masal we talk about. Straight forward, take the path, the journey, and just follow that journey of the deen. And have yakin in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's accepted or not, I don't know if I'm good. What am I asking Allah? Is it accepted? Are my du'as accepted? Is this right I'm doing or wrong, etc.? Stop talking wasteful talk. Whoever you're doing it for Allah, you're doing the right thing. Is your niyyah correct? Yes, that's it. Then practice correctly, carry on. So what does, keep on obeying the sharia, keep on practicing as much as you can. With caution. So he asked, when will Qiyamah come? Rasulullah said, what have you done? He was also Sahabi. Yes, because he wanted to give us success as well and a learning. He said, Ya Rasul, what have I done? Yani a Sahaba, what does a Sahabi do? Tell me. That what does he do? He does so much. A Sahabi, today's Wali, a Wali Allah of today, if he does so much. If Rasulullah Sahabi, imagine what he did, that no Wali after him could be compared to him, because Walis, mashallah, come from them. After the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, after that come the Awliya Allah. That's when the Darajat of the Awliya Allah come. After them, those three generations. So Rasulullah said, what have you done? He said, Ya Rasulullah, can I put forward my request? I've done nothing. So then he said, one thing, yes. What is that? Can I present that? I don't know if there's any value to that deed. That I'm just telling you in my own words, this hadith. It's a Bukhari hadith. Say Bukhari, Rasulullah says, yes, tell me. And everyone sat there, all the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. What are you doing? This man is asking the question, and then he's presenting his point as well, what he does. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I've got one action I'll present it, and maybe it will be accepted in your court. What is that? He said, just one thing I've got to my name. That I love you, and I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. That Sahabi is saying this, he wasn't doing drama. Hazrat Sahaba, I love you. Hazrat Sahaba, I am an ashik of you. Hazrat Sahaba, I am giving everything for you. Think about it, then when you love someone, when you claim that, then think about it. Think about it. Yes? The Rasulullah could have said, what are you saying here? That listen, who are you saying this to? Think. Think. This is the love. The claim of love. Love has a very high value. I'll tell you what is the value of love. And this is what we need to attain. That's why we're present here. You come to the Khanqah, you do dhikr, alhamdulillah. So, this is what you've got. He said, this is all I have. I've got nothing else. Rasulullah said, then what else do you need? Subhanallah. What else do you need? If this is what you have, Allah and His Rasulullah's love, then listen to the good news and keep on sharing this until Qiyamah to the Ashik's lovers. Whoever you love, then you will be with that person. Subhanallah. You will be with that person. Whose name is coming? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me. That how good, big piece of news he's getting for this love that he has said he's got. That's what we should have, is the love. You have spoken about love. This is a great statement, not just here and talk about the Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says that you will be with that person who you love on the Day of Judgment. Then what else do you need preparation for? Why? Because love will make you prepare for that hereafter, for that meeting. If you have the love. If you have the genuine love, then it will make you prepare. If you love somebody, then go and meet that person. Then see how love will make you prepare for that meeting of that beloved you have. I'm going to meet my mom. I have a lot of love. You say that, don't you? Yes, I'm going to India. My mother, I want to do ziyarat. I love her. I want to meet her. Then what? How do you prepare for that meeting? With all your effort, I'll buy this for mother. My mother likes this. And I'll make her happy. I'm going to meet my daddy. And what shall I get to them? When I used to travel, I used to take pandan. Because she used to eat a lot of pan. And I used to take that with me. Subhanallah. And she used to be happy. Oh, my son, subhanallah. And pan and kata. And that was valuable for her. But she liked that. It had no value really, but she liked that. As soon as I go there, I'd go buy pan, then the kata, chun, everything, the ingredients, and I'd make them, and I bought this for you before. Oh my son, look what he's bought for me. She gave me love and affection. Immediately she make a piece of pan and put it in my mouth as well. Say subhanallah. But she liked that. So there was a preparation. These are small things, but I'm trying to arouse your love. So you understand, become good people, some tariqah, I'm trying to do your tarbiyah, mashallah. So when Ramadan's final hours, final days, and if the love comes, then everything comes. Everything comes. So what was I saying to you? The beautiful point here. Yes. So brothers, love, if you have this, this is a Bukhari hadith. So Anas, what does Anas radhiyallahu anhu say? He said that, Ajib hadith here, I've heard this, and he was a rabi of this hadith, Hazrat Anas. He said that if you've heard this, then I also saw a vision of this hadith as well, an experience of this, that before they hadn't seen that the great events came on us, great happiness. He said the happiness that we felt on this hadith, the Sabakam, they said I'd seen no other day of happiness before that. This is a Sahih Bukhari hadith, subhanAllah. That they said that no companion was there that had no ishq inside him. Everyone had ishq and love. And everyone succeeded on that day when they heard this, the reply of Rasulullah. They said that we're so happy that you will be with those people who you love. That what did Hazrat Anas do? They imagine what he did after that. This the words of the hadith. He said immediately that then I did a dua and I've made money again, Allah, and it was awesome. I love you. Haz Umar, I love you. Abu Bakr Sadiq, I love you. He said that straight away. SubhanAllah. He said that I took all three of them together at that time. Wallahu Akbar. What great people of the earth. This is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Tell me. Because they learned that you will be with you. You will be with that person who you love. So SubhanAllah, he said, Rasulullah, I love you. Abu Bakr, I love you. And Umar, your stars will also be there. So I'll definitely be there. SubhanAllah. And who I am? As Anna said, who am I? That you will be present, Rasulullah is there, Umar is present there, and Abu Bakr is there, and I will plead that I do your khidmat, your service. I don't know if it's Jannah or Medina. I am there, I am below, and there also in the hereafter I'll be with you as well, doing the same. Come on, Anas, he took this. All the Sahaba, someone, when he was sent once, he went and saw what was going on. As Anas radiallahu anhu, he looked at the khadim, how he was a khadim, he's saying that, why hasn't he come back yet? Wasn't he come here? Where's he gone? The person I went him, sent him to do some work. That mashallah, he was young at that time, he went and he saw something going on at that time. So he'd gone. What do we do? The first, for example, they slapped, then afterwards we'd ask, where is he? When the child comes back, they'll ask, why did you slap me first? SubhanAllah, by force, we do this, don't we? The first is the slap, and after, where were you? Why did you take so long? The why didn't you ask me first? And I would have told you the reply, you didn't have to slap me. So this is ajeeb akhlaq we have. So when he came back, he said, I was afraid that I'd taken too long. Oh, Anas, you took too long to come back. I was scared. I was afraid. What happened then? That before that, such a beautiful smile I'd never seen on Rasulullah Sallam. He said, may I give my everything for Rasulullah Sallam? He said, what are you doing, Anas? You took so long. Delayed. He said, I just came back. That, SubhanAllah. There was affection and love. That he didn't say anything bad to him. So love is a great thing where it takes a person. And what do we need to do this? To attain this, we need the talab, the desire, the passion inside for Allah Ta'ala's love in our hearts. This is what we need to have. That's it. The rest, we leave it. That if you have the thirst, if you create the thirst within you, then Allah will send the water to you automatically. Come, let's do a little bit of dhikr for 5 minutes. Recite the Rushdie. So our discussions are like this, mashallah, they never end. These are discussions of love.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أمين مولا أمين مولا تجينا متن تلا قزم تلا فضل جامع مولا يا الله كسي كسي نعمتو سيتون نماز يا الله كسي آساني سيتون زمزم نصيب فرما أمين مولا كسي كسي مشكلة سنكال كي مجد روزة تون رخوا أمين مولا يا الله تلا سب فضل ہے تلا کرم ہے أمين مولا ہمیں کہاں جرات ہمیں کہاں ہمت ہمیں کہاں طاقت أمين مولا ایک وقت کے لیے بھی ہم بھوکا رہ سکیں میرے مولا یا اللہ کتنے بھوک اور پیاس میں تم لذت نصیب فرما یہ تیرا کرم ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ تم نے ایک روزہ اور نصیب فرما دی یہ تیرا کرم ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ دیا ہے تو ہمارے درات کو اور بلند فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے مقامات کو اور بلند فرما دے یا اللہ جنت کو ہمارے اور قریب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے جنت کے دروازوں کو اور زیادہ کھول دے اے میرے مولا ایک دن کے اندر میں اور بھی زیادہ محنت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمیں توبہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے ہمارے جاننے والوں کو بخش دے ہمارے رشتہ داروں کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے پڑوسیوں کو بخش دے یا اللہ پوری امت کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں جو پریشان ہیں, مصیبت زدہ ہیں, بیمار ہیں میرے مولا, بچے ہیں بڑے, ان سب کو یا اللہ صحت کاملہ آج نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو بے علاج ہیں ان کو بھی علاج عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ جو بے علاج ہیں ان کو بھی علاج عطا فرما دے. یا کریم یا کریم, ہر معاملہ ہمارا آسان فرما دے. یا اللہ اپنی معرفت کا راستہ آسان کر دے, محبت کا راستہ آسان کر دے. یا اللہ ہم اتنی صحبت نہیں, اتنی محنت نہیں کر سکتے میرے مولا, لیکن چاہتے ہیں تجھے پانا چاہتے ہیں, تیری محبت چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا, یہ راستہ ہمارے لیے آسان فرما دے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, سلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.